It's Friday, the 24th of October, and it's another grey morning, but not so grey. It's dry, and it's fairly calm, but the air's damp. Yesterday was such a miserable, miserable day. Drich only barely describes it. House locked yesterday because it was so bad, it wasn't even worth going out. And there's a little flock of birds, let me see, up in the trees. Yeah, I think they're, it's a mixture of blue tits and great tits. Usually they don't flock like that though. It's around this time of year you start to see some of the European birds appear. Like the long-tailed tits. They're beautiful little birds, those are. Yeah, it's tits, definitely is. Ah. Oh, fresh morning, but a damp morning. I miss the summer heat. We were sitting watching... What were we watching last night? Oh, yeah, it was Storage Wars or something. That was good for a bit of education. Over there in, well, various parts of Nevada. Sometimes Arizona. And these people out buying storage bins in lovely blue skies and warm, hot sun. And us selling at car boots. And drich cold windy weather. But there you go. My wife commented on that. She said, wouldn't it be great to do that? To do car boots over in that? Well, yes, but would you want to live there permanently in all that sun? And she thought for a moment. She said, probably not. You see, the grass is always greener, they say. Actually, there's not a lot of grass over there, unless it's irrigated grass. But I think it's just the case, isn't it, that we always see, or we tend to see, the grass being greener. You know. And I don't just mean in terms of climate. I mean, in terms of so many other things, yeah. Could be employment, you know. Ah, they've got a great job. They do this and they do that. But maybe they're thinking the same, you know. Every chance. Most people in life are thinking the same. Wish they did their job, it looked so good. Yeah. It's back to that old phrase about walking a mile in someone else's shoes, isn't it, really? And I know that's really not the normal inference of that expression, but it's true. And it's the same with relationships, I guess. You know, where you have your own lifestyle and you see relatives, family or just neighbours and say, oh, you know, they've got a great life and they've got a better life than us and... Probably just sat down with them. And the reason I'm saying that is because it came to mind, my wife goes up to see her sister in their hometown every Thursday. And of course it's an exchange of past week happenings between the two. Wait till I tell you about this and... yeah. My wife always comes home, tells me the wee stories, and we have a very quiet life here. Just the two of us, our kids are all away, we hardly ever see them. And in fact, we hardly ever hear from them. We know they're there, we know they're well. We get the odd contact. And sometimes, no, a lot of times I ponder on that and think, sad that we don't have family that we can see on a regular basis. Yeah. But my wife's sister has most of her family round about her. Well, her three children, but, and her husband, and every week, almost without fail, she'll say to my wife as she's leaving, "I wished I could come down with you and live the way you live." Not in those exact words, but that's what she means. To get away from all this. And people will look and see, oh, this great, she's got her family with her all the time round about. They're always going in and out the doors. And but my wife gets all the stories every week. And her sister's pulling her hair out every week. So you see, she thinks that she'd have a easier and quieter and better life being down here, and we kind of not envy the conflicts that go on, but the part that her family are still around about her, and in various ways they don't all live with her, but they're all close, you know, close living, in other words. But so there we are, thinking about our kids not being close, and our kids are all close, but causing so much mayhem every week, arguing with each other, causing no end of raised voices and doing things that get our sister all worked up, and, you know, and her husband works her up because he's never grew up completely. I know as men don't, but he's never grew up, and just causes trouble with so many stupid things he says and does. And so I'm back to the grass is greener situation. Maybe. No, not maybe. We know that if our sister came down and had our life here, she couldn't survive. It'd be too quiet for her. She's lived too long in that environment. And she would probably miss the conflict and all that goes on. And if we had her life, we'd probably been in an asylum by now. So just everything in life, whether it's weather or family or work, or the grass is always greener, and that's a true saying. I look back at my life, I've said many a time since I retired, you know, I wished I'd done something different in my life, work-wise, and when I look back, I think, oh, really? You know, I had skills and had a good life, had a hard life working, but things worked round and became easier, and I had a good living, and I raised four kids through it. So, and again, it's back to change one thing in history. You could most probably change the whole of the rest of your life. That's another story. So where was I? Where did that all come from?